Well, there's some unexpectedly good news this lunchtime, with Australia's jobless rate falling despite the dire economic outlook from the pandemic and a lockdown in Melbourne. Official unemployment dipped to 6.8%, boosted by a surprise surge in job creation. With the latest, I was joined earlier by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, can you take us through the figures? Why have they defied the pessimistic forecasts?
Well, Sally, good afternoon. According to the Bureau of Statistics, a surprise 111,000 new jobs were created in August. 36,000 of these were full-time. So there's clearly been a surge in part-time positions, which is really underpinning the economy and getting people back into work. This, of course, is unexpected good news. We haven't had that much this year, given that economists were looking at a contraction of 50,000 jobs in the month of August as the pandemic continues to bite into the economy. The job surge has pushed the unemployment rate down to 6.8%. The expectation had been for it to tick up to 7.7%. So that's almost a drop of a full percentage point, and you very rarely see that. Also, the participation rate is up slightly to 64.8%. That means that there are more people out there in the jobs market looking for work. Of course, these numbers bounce around from month to month and can be volatile, especially now, so we need to be cautious. And there are major headwinds at the moment and in the months ahead and next year. But at least for now, there's something to cautiously celebrate.
Peter, what's the impact been of the lockdown in Melbourne and in part in regional Victoria as well?
Well, the ABS in its report that was released late this morning has taken a special look in the case of Victoria and Melbourne because of the lockdowns. The ABS is saying that hours fell by 4.8% in Victoria. That's compared to a 1.8% increase across the rest of the Australia, which says a lot for the rest of the economy outside of Victoria. So that's not really surprising given what's been going on in Victoria and in particular Melbourne, but it does show that there is a hope that there could be a bounce once restrictions are lifted, and especially if border restrictions are lifted, which is what business leaders have really been pushing for. But unlike the national figure of 6.8% unemployment, the unemployment rate in Victoria is at 7.1%.
Peter, I want to ask you about JobKeeper. Can that be withdrawn without pushing the jobless rate higher?
Well, this is the big question, Sally. The JobKeeper and other emergency measures were scheduled to be tapered back from the end of September. That's now been pushed back to March because of the ongoing crisis and the situation in Victoria. The government is working very hard to find ways to gradually taper back JobKeeper. We'll be hearing more about that in the federal budget, which has been delayed from the traditional May to the 6th of October. We'll most likely be hearing about programs and strategies for job creation to get people back into work. The other big issue looming, Sally, in addition to JobKeeper and those other emergency measures, is what's going to happen with the bank loan deferral program. That's also been pushed back from September to March. Banks are now very busy speaking to individual customers and businesses and residential borrowers to get them to pay something. So there's the big issue of looming economic cliffs. But for now, I'm sure that everyone, including the Prime Minister, will be focusing on the good news that's out there today.
That's Peter Ryan. The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, spoke a short time ago.
What today's numbers show is that the Australian economy is remarkably resilient. Overnight, the OECD upgraded its forecast for the Australian economy for this calendar year. And while we saw a significant fall in GDP in the June quarter of 7% here in Australia, this compares to a fall of more than 20% in the United Kingdom, a fall of around 14% in France, and we've just heard from New Zealand where their fall in the June quarter has been more than 12%.